Is that a bylaw matter?
It's not specifically a bylaw matter. Any provincial offenses officer who's designated as an officer can enforce that. So it would be enforcement officers, it would be, you know, public health unit employees, as well as Timmins police officers. So yes, it can be enforced by anyone who's designated as a provincial offenses officer.
And that's your bylaw officers as well?
Yes, that would include our municipal law enforcement officers.
Okay, but it's a little difficult to enforce, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's difficult to enforce because, one, it's not like a public building, like a big box store that's open to the public where we get a complaint, we can just walk right in and, you know, and do the enforcement. In an apartment setting, we need a property manager or someone to let us into the building and the facility. So it is a little more difficult to enforce from that perspective. The other issue is that there's kind of a gray area in the Emergency Act that says in those common areas in multi-unit apartment buildings, you don't have to wear a mask if you can maintain the physical distancing. So if a person is leaving their apartment by themselves going to the laundry room, they're not required to necessarily wear a mask because they're not around anybody else. And then same vice versa. If that person go to the laundry room, happens to meet someone coming home from outside, if they're passing in the hallway, they're not required to put a mask on as long as they're passing. If they stop and interact, well, then yes, they have to put a mask on.
Okay. Elevators, I guess, are an issue too for the same reasons.
Yep, same thing. So like the common areas in apartment buildings, yes, if you're in there with another person and you can't maintain your physical distancing, you have to wear a mask.
So that would include like the front lobby, the entranceway, the mailbox
laundry,
area?
Yeah, mailbox area, laundry rooms, stairwells.
Hallways.
Hallways, elevators. Yeah, okay. Elevators. And like you said, it really is... so there are requirements for property managers. They have to post signage. And I know we were in a couple of weeks ago and did an inspection, and the signs and everything were in place in that facility. I'm not going to lie. We weren't aware that the complainant still wasn't satisfied because after we did the inspection a couple of weeks ago, we hadn't heard back from her. So until yesterday, in which we got back in touch with her, and we're going to do another follow-up inspection to make sure that they're still complying. And from a property manager standpoint, they have to do things like maintain, you know, cleaning records, you know, what they're doing as far as sanitizing and those common areas and how often they do it. So they've been complying with those. So,
are they required to post them in the building so that the tenants know that this is being done?
I'm not aware that they're required to post them, but I believe they have to submit them. But
okay.
I don't do the actual enforcement, so I'm not 100% sure what the requirements are, but they are required. So they are keeping the record. I'm just not 100% sure what they're doing with it.
Okay. Do you know what the fines are?
The fines would be the same as the other, I believe, $750 or $1,000.
Okay, good. Yeah. Anything else you can tell me about this?
Well, just that if residents are out there and they have concerns, please reach out to us, and we're happy to help and do what we can. You know, we've been trying to educate not only the tenants and the property managers and things like that. I think that's the best we can do is make sure everyone's aware of what everyone's responsibilities are.